السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa. Tonight we will commence with the zikr program immediately. I would not like to pretend that I'm in the best of health when I find a little bit of weakness. So instead of the full program, we will just have the zikrullah program. What really takes its toll is handling of these cases of marital problems, drug problems, abuse problems. It really takes its toll. It just takes the wind out of me. And from the morning to the evening, it seems that there is just a non-stop barrage of these type of problems. Believe me, it begins at 6 o'clock in the morning and it ends at 11:30 at night. Now, we are not made of steel. We are also human beings made of bone and flesh. But what do? We have to try our level best to try and resolve the problems. But we do not want to solve the problem as such. The truth is that we are not interested in solving the real problem, the cause of the problem. We just want to look at the symptoms and then treat the symptoms. If a person has got severe headaches because of a tumor in the brain, then taking aspirin is not going to solve the problem. You have to cure the problem. You have to solve that problem, and that is go under an operation for that tumor. In the same way, there is a lack of khawf-e khuda in our lives. There is a lot of pretense in our lives. Outwardly we project a lot of iman, a lot of Islam. Generally, there is a lot of namaz. I'm talking about those who are some so-called dindar, those who are in the masajid, those who are in the madaris, those who are doing some kitabs and some talim and some gush and some tabligh, or they are sitting in the khanqas by some sheikh and some mashayikh and making some zikrullah. Then outwardly there is some projection of iman, Islam and deen. But that khawf of khuda, that my Allah is watching, and Allah Ta'ala is not only watching what kind of namaz I make, Allah Ta'ala is not only watching what kind of roza I keep, Allah Ta'ala is not only watching what kind of zikrullah I make, Allah Ta'ala is watching also my dealings, whether it's business dealings, whether it is my relationship with my wife, with my children, with my neighbors, with the musallis that come into the masjid, those who are part of the congregation, whether it is in Hajj or Umrah, the people that I am traveling with, whether it is my public life, my private life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching every action of mine. And just as He will reward me for the namaz, for the roza, for the zakat, for the zikr, for the tilawat, for the gush, for the talim, and for the zikrullah, in the same way He's going to question me also with regards to my relationship with the different members of my family. And if I am at fault, then He is going to punish me and He will make my life miserable. Because when we say وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ, that person who turns away from my remembrance, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we will make his life miserable, straightened, narrowed, tightened. So then that is a promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and it will be fulfilled. It is unfortunate, of course, that sometimes what will happen is that the person who is committing the crime or the person who is the guilty party is either the husband or the wife, the children or the parents. One of the sides is going to be guilty. Sometimes both of them have got their weakness and they are guilty of crime in the eye of Allah Ta'ala. But it will always happen that the suffering, of course, will be felt by the other members of the family too. Now, if there's just one drug addict in the house, now the drug addict is just one. He is a young person. But he is going out and spending the time with his friends and returning home 2 o'clock in the morning, and in that high, then what is he going to do? When he is going to slap the mother or he is going to boot the father, then the whole house, the life will become miserable. Their happiness will be gone. Their peace will be shattered. There will be no contentment. There will be no satisfaction. There will be no sukoon in their lives. Now they, the parents also must immediately take a stock of their own lives. That what is it that we are doing wrong? Where is it that we have gone wrong? Is it not that we have not done our duty? We did not discipline them. We did not give them the proper upbringing. If we have done our duty, we gave them the proper upbringing, and then due to bad company or something like that, they went off beat and off track, then inshallah there is hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will once again change the conditions, bring this person back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, give him hidayat. And if not, then Allah ta'ala will reward these parents for the sabr that they are exercising. Some of them are pious, they are righteous, they are good, they are doing everything that is within their power. But the children are going to go and play outside, they are going to go to the schools, they are going to go to the colleges, they are going to go to the madrasas and other institutions. You can't lock them up in the homes. So what is it that they can do? They can't do anything. Those children are going to get trapped somewhere or the other. So if it is something of that nature, then of course those parents will be rewarded for the sabr that they will make. Or if the wife now, if the husband is at fault, then the suffering that she will undergo, there will be tremendous reward for her, there will be tremendous gain for her with regards to sawab because of the sabr. But if that wife herself, on the one hand she is complaining about the husband's abuse, but to get over that depression, then she glues herself to the television screen. And for hours and hours she just watches that. And then she expects Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy to come and patch up those hearts. Or if it is the other way around, that the wife is at fault, but the husband now, because the wife has left him, or she's not interested in returning to him, or she has had a problem with him and she says, well, now I'm just not going to be in the same room with you. So now the husband does not know what to do. So what he does, again the same thing. To cure the depression, they go and watch the television for hours and hours, or the whole night, and they expect the depression to be cured and the solution to be found, whereas the problem gets even worse. So this is something that we have failed. The mashayikh have failed, the awliya have failed, the ulama are failing, and the society is failing, the organizations are failing. We just can't seem to find the solution. The solution lies in khawf-e-khuda, that fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is born out of the love of Allah ta'ala. I always say that we do not fear Allah Ta'ala because He's out there to punish. He's just there that He's waiting, that the person will make a mistake and I will punish him. If that was the case, Allah Ta'ala wouldn't have left the doors of Tawbah open until our dying day. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of happiness, of sukoon, of peace. He wants that ocean of nur to flow in our hearts. He wants to give us a life in which we will find comfort, we will find satisfaction, both in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. But it seems that we are not prepared to fight our nafs and shaitan. We want it both ways. We want Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's affection. We want all that. But on the other hand, we say, Ya Allah, it's very difficult to obey you, and it is very difficult to follow your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So as far as those desires of our nafs are concerned, which are injurious to our health, which is injurious to our akhlaq and our morals, which is harmful to our spiritual selves, and which is harmful for us in this world, in the akhirat. But because our nafs gets an enjoyment, Ya Allah, we can't give up that. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So we can't have it both ways. We have to make up our minds, what do we want in life? And we can take qasam upon qasams. I've mentioned this many times, that try it out. Go on a diet from sins. For 40 days, just try it out. Go on a diet from sins. Give up that TV, give up that filthy magazines, give up watching haram to the best as much as possible. Accidental sins, make plenty of tawbah and istighfar, and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives. There is a promise, and that promise will be fulfilled. If millions have over the ages found sukoon in that, then why is it not possible for us to find it? The good news is this, that we just received a fax that of the 16 or so commandos of the Harkatul Mujahideen who had gone over to Afghanistan from Pakistan, they were making mashwara in one building and the bomb dropped and they all became shaheed. So outwardly it seems that they lost their lives, and that, as I said and I mentioned over a period of time now, that it will happen, they will be shaheeds. Of course, up till now, alhamdulillah, the Taliban, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has protected them and has given them such himmat and courage that they are still fighting, even though they do not have the resources. But the thing is that these people who became shaheed, who came to assist the Taliban, they were also very pious people and they were mujahideen. And the fact states that four of them, it was a request from their families that their bodies be brought over to Pakistan. So the government of Pakistan, of course, had sealed the borders and they said, there's no permission, we cannot allow you to take the bodies across. So they took the bodies across over the mountain tops and somehow they got it into Pakistan, where thousands of people attended the janaza salat, so it's a no just secret. And there was fresh blood oozing out of their bodies even after 72 hours. And there was a fragrance that was coming out of that blood, which was not a fragrance of this world. Now this is the sign that is shahadat. So now those people, outwardly we saw that they were smashed and their heads were blown up and their bodies were turned to smithereens, but in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they did not even feel the pain as you feel if an ant, little ant, has to just give you that sting. They did not even feel that pain, and immediately their souls were transported into Jannat, and there are so many other rewards. So Allah ta'ala is showing it that this is what we mean by shahadat, that when the fight and the cause is for the nobody else but for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, there is sincerity, there is dedication, there is a commitment to deen of Islam and for the protection of the borders of Islam and for the protection of Islam itself. When they are waging a war, then that is real jihad. But because those people have also got deen in them, they've got iman in them, they've got namaz in them, they've got zakat in them, they've got zikrullah in them, they've got that quwwat and power of dua in them. So all those things combined, when they use their equipment and their few meager resources, then Allah Ta'ala gives such power in those things which even these people's atom bombs don't have. They can't believe it, that after bombing for so many days, day and night bombing, and what kinds of bombs they have thrown there. And now that Admiral admits, he says that it is a very tough battle and we do not know what to do with this Taliban. He says that their power of resistance seems to be very, very strong. So it is that quwwat of iman that we are talking about, and the quwwat of iman is built when we have iman, Islam and the sifat of ihsan in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala bless me also with it and bless you also with it. Now what do I do? When I begin, then it just carries on. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. We haven't read this Ay Mere Data for many weeks now. Ay Mere Data, Ay Mere Malik, Ay Mere Mawla, Ay Mere Wali. Ay Mere Data, Ay Mere Malik, Ay Mere Mawla, Ay Mere Wali. Shahan shahid o alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai aali. Shan teri har an nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shan teri har an nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جامِ محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جامِ محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا
الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين, فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين, فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين, فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين, فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين, فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, مائی ستار غفار اللہ, مائی کمپیشنٹ لونگ کائنڈ کیئرنگ ٹالرنٹ اللہ. اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ, وی آر کنفیسنگ بیفور یو, we are acknowledging every sin of ours, we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, but you are Rahim, oh my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, oh my Allah. You want us to turn towards you, ya Allah. For no other purpose have we gathered here except that we want to make sincere tawbah from all the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, we have no desire to return to those sins. Ya Allah, in fact, we are making up our niyat and minds not to go back to those sins. Sins haven't brought us any kind of peace and happiness. It has brought nothing but misery, restlessness, anxiety and worries. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that it is only in your obedience and obedience to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that hearts can find satisfaction and peace. Oh my Allah, we are seeing the conditions around the world. Oh Allah, we are hearing, we are listening, we are reading, we are watching. Oh my beloved Allah, but it is not stirring our hearts towards ibadat, towards zikr, towards tilawat, towards obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In spite of the difficulties that the Muslim Ummah is facing all over the world, oh my beloved Allah, we are still engaged in so much of sins from morning till evening. So much of sins 24 hours of the day. So much of sins and vices, oh my beloved Allah, in spite of knowing what the condition of the Muslim Ummah is. There is so much of haram in our lives, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are ashamed, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, how are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah? Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. Oh my Allah, there is nothing that is hidden from your sight. You are well aware of every movement of ours. Even if there is a tiny little ant, a black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, ya Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You provide sustenance to that ant. Oh my beloved Allah,
Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You are all powerful, almighty. Your limit, Oh Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness that forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we have used every namat of yours for your disobedience. This great gift of sight we have used for your disobedience. This great gift of hearing we use for your disobedience. This great gift of speech we use for your disobedience. Mere pyare khuda, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my Allah, what have we gained in sins? Nothing but restlessness. Ya Allah, ab to hame apna bana le. Oh Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of our sins? Ya Allah, we are nalayiq. Ey Allah, hum to nalayiq hai. Hum mujrim hai. Hum khatakar hai. Hum gunegar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum napak hai. Lekin mere khuda, tu to paak karne wala khuda hai. Tu to maaf karne wala khuda hai. Tu to bakhshne wala khuda hai. Tu raham karne wala khuda hai. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Oh my beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rahmat. Oh my beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in your maghfirat rains. Hey mere Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se hamari girift mat farma. Do not seize us because of our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, you are very merciful and very forgiving, but your seizure is also very, very hard and difficult, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, teri pakad bhi bahut sakht hai. Ay Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se hamari pakad mat farma. Ay mere Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam. Ay Allah, protect the iman and Islam of the entire ummat. Oh my Allah, protect the iman and Islam of the entire ummat. Ya Allah, the fitnas are pouring, the fitnas are lashing, the fitnas are coming like storms and like waves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, people with good imans are slipping and falling. Ay mere Allah, hamari iman ki hifazat farma, hamare maal ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect our wealth, protect our lives, protect our property, protect our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, bless us all with happiness, bless us with prosperity, bless us with joy and satisfaction, bless us with contentment. Oh Allah, bless us with tawakkul, bless us with your ma'rifat, bless us with your yaqeen. Oh Allah, bless us with your closeness, bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the itaat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, hamari gunahon ki wajah se tu teri zaat-e-ali se hame dur mat farma. Oh Allah, do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sins, oh my Allah. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us. For if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat, then oh my Allah, who do we turn towards? There is no other Allah for us. Oh Allah, there is no other Allah for us. We are not going to fold our hands before any idol of stone. We are not going to ring bell in any church, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Allah, and there is no one for us besides you. Allah, sab kuch tere qabze qudrat mein hai. Our lives in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our hands and feet in your control, our heart and mind in your control, our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Allah, who is there for us if you turn away your nigah of rahmat from us? Ey Allah, tu tere fazl o karam se hame maaf farma. Ya Allah, agar tu ne nigah-e rahmat pher li to tu bata ke phir hum gande kaha jaye. Tere dar ke alawa kaun sa dar hai? Tere ghar ke alawa kaun sa ghar hai? Teri zaat ke alawa kaun si zaat hai? Ey Allah, tere siwa hamara koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Oh my Allah, you are the only one that we will turn towards. Ya Allah, hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, all over the world the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Oh Allah, it has become yateem. Ya Allah, there's nobody to pass the hands of affection over its heads anymore. Ya Allah, balki Musalman bhi aaj Musalman ko qatl hote hue dekh kar khush ho raha hai. Oh Allah, what a time we have come. that even the Muslim is watching the destruction of the Muslim, and he is happy and he rejoices when he gets the message that Muslims have been destroyed. Ha, mere Allah, tu hidayat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Palestine. Allah, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Allah, yahudi zalim ke haath ko tu rok le. Allah, unke musalmanon ki madad farma. Mujahideen ki nusrat farma. Oh Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Afghanistan, the mujahideen of Palestine, the mujahideen of Kashmir, the mujahideen of Chechnya and Bosnia, and all over the world, oh my beloved Allah, whosoever is giving his time and his life for the defense of your deen and for the defense of Islam. Ay, mere Allah, unki madad farma. Especially in Afghanistan. Ay Allah, din raat wo bomb gira rahe hai. Oh Allah, they are not even ashamed to drop bombs on little babies and innocent children. And oh Allah, they claim to have got civilization. Ay Allah, wo janwar se bhi guzar chuke hai. Ay Allah, ab to tu raham farma. اے اللہ افغانستان کی مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما ان کے مجاہدین کی نصرت فرما یا اللہ ان کے طالبان کی مدد فرما اے اللہ assist them with your angels just as you send down the angels in the battle of Badr you send the angels in Uhud you send the angels in Khandaq you send the angels at Fatah Makkah اے اللہ everywhere you assisted them with the angels اے اللہ اب بھی تو ان کی مدد فرما اے اللہ ملائکت المقربین سے مدد فرما ملائکت المقربین سے مدد فرما اے اللہ جبرائیل امین سے مدد فرما اے اللہ تیری قوت کے اندر کوئی کمی نہیں ہے اے اللہ your forces are unlimited the wind is your force the rain is your force the ground on which those troops stand is your force oh my Allah the waters of the ocean is your force oh my beloved Allah oh my beloved Allah assist and help those mujahideen اے اللہ ان ظالموں کو یا تو تو ہدایت دے یا ان کو ختم فرما اے اللہ destroy their pride destroy their arrogance Allah shake up their military might and power Allah unke pentagon ko hila de Allah unke pentagon ki zameen ko hila de Allah unki faujon ko aapas mein takra de Allah cause them to smash amongst themselves Allah put destruction on their forces Allah shake their military might and power Allah create division and disunity amongst them ay mere pyare khuda create storms in the ocean and cause the ships to sink Allah cause the planes to crash Allah cause the misguided missiles to hit over their own heads اے میرے پیارے خدا تو ہمارے مسلمانوں کی مجاہدین کی مدد فرما اللہ ان کو آپس میں لڑا دے اللہ ان کو ٹکرا دے اللہ پاکستان کے حکومت کو ہدایت دے یا پھر ان کے تختے کو الٹ دے اللہ either give the ہدایت to the حکومت of Pakistan اور اللہ topple their kingdom if they, اللہ and replace it with a kingdom and replace it with a government that will be obedient to you اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے خدا وہ اپنے پڑوسی مسلمان کے قتل و غارت کو دیکھ کر کے اے اللہ کیسے زندہ ہے اللہ how can they witness the destruction of the neighbor Muslims who have not caused them any harm oh Allah we have not done any injustice to them oh Allah millions of people fleeing their homes and still these governments of the Muslim countries اے اللہ what kind of puppets they have become of the Americans اے میرے اللہ ان کو ہدایت دے اے اللہ take them out from the slavery of نفس and شیطان take them now from the slavery of material gain Allah take them out from the slavery of material things Allah unko to hidayat de jannat ka shauk de jannat ki ne'maton ka zauk de Allah shahadat ka zauk de Allah they should have been eager and looking forward to shahadat instead of falling for those material and miserable coins and miserable dollars of the American nation ha mere Allah to sabko hidayat de ya Allah you send the ababil with tiny little pebbles and they destroy that huge force of Abraha where Allah if you could have done that for protecting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam protecting the Kaabatullah Allah aaj bhi tu bhej sakta hai Allah aaj bhi tu bhej sakta hai tu langde machhar se bhi kaam le sakta hai tu to ek langde machhar se bhi kaam le sakta hai mere Allah hum teri hi taraf rujoo kar rahe hai Allah hum dil se apne bhai behno ke liye dua kar rahe hai what else can we do oh my beloved Allah ya Allah amongst us there are old the sick the feeble the white bearded old people and the little children who are shedding tears Allah inke aansu ko qubool kar le Allah hamare buzurgon ki duaon ko qubool kar le Allah hamare auliya e kiram ki duaon ko qubool kar le اے اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر جو دعائیں ہو رہی اس کو قبول کر لے. The duas which are taking place at Baytullah Sharif and at Madina Tayyiba, Allah accept those duas and create a revolution of Allah. Allah show your qudrat and your power and your might. میرے پیارے خدا تو ان کے دلوں میں ایسا خوف ڈال دے. Oh Allah, put such fear into the hearts of the enemies that they begin to fear their own shadows, oh my Allah. Allah, put such fear into the hearts of Bush and Blair and all the leaders who are the enemies of Islam that they begin to fear their own shadows, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, ان کے چین کو ختم کر دے, ان کے سکون کو ختم کر دے, ان کے کھانے پینے کو بے مزا کر دے. میرے اللہ تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. Oh Allah, we have to die and leave this world one day. اے اللہ ہماری موت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. اے اللہ شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما, مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر موت نصیب فرما. Let our death be at the روضہ مبارک of نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, oh my Allah. Let our burial be in جنت البقیع. اے اللہ اس دنیا سے ایک دن جانا ہے, تیرے پاس آنا ہے. میرے اللہ ہمیں برکت والی موت عطا فرما. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouth. Don't let the angel of death extract our soul with a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in some hotel room committing adultery or fornication. Ay, mere Allah, hame ehsaas ata farma that the angel of death is just behind our backs. We do not know where he is going to strike, when he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike. Therefore, my beloved Allah, give us sincere tawbah tawfiq. اللہ مرنے سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. And if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Allah, all the duas the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummat, bless us with all the khair that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, all the corruption, all the fitna that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, our family members, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.